आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं। नमस्कार, SBS हिंदी से मैं हूं प्रीति जब्बल। विक्टोरिया सरकार ने 2025-26 का राज्य बजट मंगलवार 20 मई 2025 को पेश किया और हाल ही में विक्टोरिया की प्रीमियर जेसिंटा एलन द्वारा एक विशेष मीडिया मीट का आयोजन किया गया, जिसमें विक्टोरिया के राज्य बजट पर बातचीत के लिए बहुसांस्कृतिक मीडिया के चुनिंदा लोगों को आमंत्रित किया गया। अपनी स्पीच में प्रीमियर ने मल्टीकल्चरल कम्युनिटी को विक्टोरिया का एक अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण हिस्सा बताया।
Good morning. Thank you once again for coming in to One Treasury Place. I'm really grateful to again have the opportunity to talk to you directly and through you to Victoria's great strong multicultural communities to talk about how last week's Victorian state budget is focused on what matters most for Victorian multicultural people and working families, and particularly knowing that families in many parts of our community with those increasing pressures are continuing to do it tough.
कॉस्ट ऑफ लिविंग के संदर्भ में उन्होंने माना कि कई ऑस्ट्रेलियाई लोग जीवन यापन की लागत के संकट से प्रभावित हुए हैं, कई परिवार कठिनाइयों से गुजर रहे हैं और अब वास्तविक मदद और फ्रंटलाइन सर्विसेज में निवेश की उम्मीद कर रहे हैं।
And there are a couple of big things that I hear often when I'm out talking with communities right across the state, that people are looking for real help right now with the cost of living, those pressures that are really impacting on people's daily lives, and also the need for continue to invest on frontline services that people and families rely on. That's why last week's state budget was focused on those two key areas, real help right now and investment in frontline services.
उन्होंने इस बात पर जोर दिया कि उनकी सरकार द्वारा चिकित्सा देखभाल तक पहुंच को सस्ता और आसान बनाने के लिए कई प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं। साथ ही कहा कि सरकार की नीतियों में इसके अलावा $100 का बिजली बचत बोनस, कुछ लोगों के लिए मुफ्त सार्वजनिक परिवहन, नए और विस्तारित अस्पताल खोलना और वर्चुअल आपातकालीन विभागों की क्षमता को 3 गुना करना शामिल है।
On the cost of living supports, we are providing that real help right now through a range of key measures, and I'll just touch on a couple of them this morning. Firstly, we're making it cheaper and easier to get access to medical care. What we're doing is we're going to fund and support pharmacists to treat common conditions at the chemist for free. So instead of having to go to the doctor, you can get a range up to 22 different conditions. You'll be able to go to your local pharmacy, be able to get that consultation for free and get treated and get your script at the chemist as well. And this is going to save a significant amount of time and money for families. It also too takes pressure off our GP system as well. We're also going to be delivering a $100 power saving bonus to targeted at those families who need it the most. And also we're supporting those families with an increase to the camps, sports and excursion fund, a program we run through our schools, making sure no kids miss out on those great things like excursions or being left on the sidelines of their school sporting event. We're continuing to fund free kinder, saving families $2,600 a year. We're doubling food relief because this continues to be a real challenge for many families. More and more families are struggling to put a meal on the table. And so we're doubling food relief. And then just finally, we're making public transport for free for every child every day right across the state. And we're also making public transport free for seniors on the weekends statewide. I mentioned before the other area of priority was frontline services, and that's why this year's budget provides a big boost to health services. We're opening and operationalising 9 new or expanded hospitals this year. We're tripling the virtual emergency department. If I can give a plug through your channels to the Victorian Virtual Emergency Department, it's an incredible service. It's a 24 hours a day, 7 day a week online emergency department. You might be at home, your little one, you might have a child who's sick, you're not sure whether to take them to the emergency department. You can go online, log into the Victorian Emergency Department, and we are seeing huge responses. Around 80% of people are able to be treated through the virtual emergency department in their own home, avoiding a trip to the emergency department. And we're going to triple their capacity, so they'll be able to treat up to 1,800 people a day as part of this budget support.
प्रेमियर ने यह भी कहा कि हम भविष्य में उन प्राथमिकता वाले क्षेत्रों पर ध्यान केंद्रित करेंगे जो व्यापार विकास, स्वास्थ्य और शिक्षा, खासकर की गणित यानी कि मैथ्स में दक्षता को बढ़ाने का समर्थन करते हैं.
And then just finally in schools, we're backing another big investment in schools. There's $1.5 billion for capital works, but also alongside school buildings, we're focused on what goes on inside school buildings as well. And we're putting a particular focus on maths as well. Bringing that back to basics approach to maths that the minister has brought to phonics, and that's why we'll be running a new maths check in year one in every government school, and that'll help teachers understand where the little grade ones are up to and also provide intervention and support for those who need it the most. And then for the high achievers in years 9 and 10, we'll be establishing a maths camp, and 1,000 year 9s and 10s will be able to go off to a maths camp to help support them be those maths superstars of the future.
उन्होंने कहा कि विक्टोरिया सरकार देश के किसी भी अन्य हिस्से की तुलना में अधिक घर बनाएगी.
Just before I finish up, I just want to make the point that we're able to make these investments, make this real support right now for cost of living, and also invest in frontline services, because we have made a range of responsible decisions through the budget. We have a fiscal strategy and we are sticking to it, and it's working, which is why we're able to deliver an operating surplus in the coming year. The first time since before the pandemic, we're seeing our debt forecast numbers set to fall as a share of the economy as a result of having that fiscal strategy and sticking to it. And we are seeing Victoria's economy continue to grow strongly. And to give you one statistic, business investment here in Victoria is up substantially. It grew 3.7% over the year to the end of 2024. The rest of the nation, it declined by 1.3%, and we're building more homes than anywhere else in the country here in Victoria. Key indicators that our economy is strong, it's growing, and this budget provides additional investments to support that strong and growing economy.
अपने भाषण को समाप्त करते हुए उन्होंने बहुसांस्कृतिक विक्टोरिया के बारे में अपना दृष्टिकोण साझा किया और फिर मीडिया के सवालों के लिए मंच खोला.
And then just finally, to touch on some specific support for our great multicultural communities, and these initiatives have come from being informed by the feedback I get it by attending the many events that I see many of you at as well, and listening to our multicultural communities right across the state. Alongside support for cost of living, frontline services, and making those responsible decisions, we have a targeted $100 million of investment in programs and support for multicultural Victorians, support for things like helping newly arrived communities with English, with healthcare, those key areas that help newly arrived migrants settle into their new home successfully, supporting young people and seniors with programs and spaces where they can thrive and connect. Support also too for the Migrant Workers Centre to help support migrant workers to fight for the rights of migrant workers. $5.6 million to build and upgrade facilities, $2 million for multicultural seniours, and a further $1.3 million to complete the Vietnamese Museum. And I'll just finish by saying this, thanking you for being here today, that my vision for a multicultural Victoria is this, that it's Victoria is a place full of different cultures and languages that is united by what we have in common, those things that we have in common that are our values and our families, a place that is safe for everyone to be who they are, with laws that crack down on those who want to spread racism and violence and make it clear there's no place for this here in Victoria. And a place that offers real help right now with cost of living, those great strong public services that everyone relies on, because I know that's what matters most to Victorian families and working people. So thank you for being here today, and I look forward to your questions. Thank you.
इसके साथ ही हम इस रिपोर्ट के पहले भाग के अंत में आ गए हैं. विक्टोरियन प्रीमियर जेसिंटा एलन के साथ सवाल जवाब के सिलसिले को जारी रखने के लिए बने रहें हमारे साथ SBS हिंदी पर। नमस्कार, आप सुन रहे हैं प्रीमियर जेसिंटा एलन द्वारा हाल ही में आयोजित बहुसांस्कृतिक बजट प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस पर रिपोर्ट का दूसरा और अंतिम भाग। इस अंश में हम उन प्रश्नों पर चर्चा करेंगे जो राज्य की मल्टीकल्चरल कम्युनिटीज से संबंधित मुद्दों पर मीडिया प्रतिनिधियों द्वारा रखे गए थे। पिछले वित्तीय वर्ष की तुलना में इस साल बहुसांस्कृतिक बजट में लगभग 25% की कमी के संबंध में एक सवाल पूछा गया, जिसके जवाब में प्रीमियर ने स्पष्ट किया कि विक्टोरिया के इस बजट में भी मल्टीकल्चरल प्रोग्राम्स और संस्थानों को पूरी तरह से समर्थन दिया जाएगा।
Since 2014, we've invested more than $500 million in that in those programs and events and activities that are directly targeted to multicultural communities. And this year's budget has more than $100 million in programs and supports. Some of the adjustments have been made because we've delivered on a bunch of election commitments that we made out of the 2022 election cycle. So that gives you a sense that as we head into the next cycle, we know that we have more to do and we will do that. And also too, I point to the work that George Lukakis is undertaking, that review and the work he's doing that will help build the new roadmap for our multicultural communities into the future. That will also look give some guidance on additional support.
Premier Jacinta Allen से ये भी पूछा गया कि हाल ही में मंदिरों में तोड़फोड़ की घटनाओं को देखते हुए पूजा स्थलों की सुरक्षा बढ़ाने के लिए क्या फंडिंग और अतिरिक्त कदम उठाए जा रहे हैं। इस पर प्रीमियर ने कहा कि इस तरह की तोड़फोड़ की घटनाएं सिर्फ इमारत को नुकसान नहीं पहुंचाती, बल्कि आस्था और संस्कृति पर भी हमला होती हैं। उन्होंने सख्त बेल रिफॉर्म्स का जिक्र किया, जिनके तहत अब ज्यादा लोग बेल पर नहीं बल्कि जेल में हैं। साथ ही उन्होंने ये भी कहा कि उनकी सरकार पुलिस के साथ इन घटनाओं पर उनकी कार्रवाई को लेकर लगातार बातचीत करती रहेगी।
Look, this is this behaviour that we are seeing an increase on is just disgraceful, and I know it is of deep concern to all members of all faith communities, but we are seeing particularly at some of our Hindu and Sikh temples, we are seeing too much of this occur, and it has been in recent weeks I've had the opportunity to both visit temples but also meet directly in meetings in Parliament House directly from members of the Hindu and Sikh communities about both what is occurring but also how it impacts those communities as well. It's not just something that is desecrating the physical building. It's an attack on faith and culture as well. And we absolutely recognise that that is something that is incredibly hurtful to communities. That is why the anti-vilification laws that have passed through the Parliament are so very important, because it does two things. It gives the police the additional powers. It also too sends a very strong message about how hateful behaviour is a crime in this state. Secondly, also, I mentioned earlier the tough new bail laws that we have in place, putting community safety first. Those tough new bail laws are working. By putting community safety first, we are seeing more people being more people in jail, less people getting bail as a result of those changes. And then finally, in terms of specific community support, we've been having some discussions with Victoria Police, because at a broader level, there's the changes to the law, there's the strengthening of supports, but also too, when these incidences happen, we know that their communities are looking for that direct response from Victoria Police, and we've been having those discussions with them as well.
पिछले बजट में कुछ गैर अंग्रेजी भाषाओं को मदद मिली थी। इस बार मीडिया ने पूछा कि क्या इस बजट में भी भाषाओं की मदद के लिए कुछ किया जाएगा। इस पर प्रीमियर ने कहा कि नया बजट विक्टोरियन स्कूल ऑफ लैंग्वेजेस के जरिए भाषा और संस्कृति को सिखाने के लिए मदद देता रहेगा। कुछ चुनिंदा स्कूलों को इसके लिए फंड भी दिया जाएगा। उनके अनुसार किसी भाषा और संस्कृति को बनाए रखना और व्यापक समुदाय का उस भाषा और संस्कृति को समझना हम सभी के लिए फायदेमंद होता है, इसलिए इस विषय पर उनका खास ध्यान है।
In terms of the one around supporting for languages, the budget does continue to provide support for example, through the Victorian School of Language, continued support for the work there. Also, too, we, back in 2023, did allocate funding to create three beacon schools to teach Hindi and Punjabi. And, of course, we know that there are also great, strong programs in in our government schools, also around Mandarin and also in Greek as well. And I've got some first-hand experience on the Mandarin front because my daughter, who's just started year seven at a government school in Bendigo, is learning Mandarin. And so I'm also trying to pick up a bit of the language as well before I head over to China later this year. So we're continuing to support that program of language education, both in schools, recognizing the additional support that's being sought from specific education opportunities. And then there's that work that continues through the Victorian School of Language.
SBS पंजाबी की तरफ से सवाल किया गया कि बहुसांस्कृतिक पृष्ठभूमि से आने वाले लोगों के समर्थन के लिए क्या किया जा रहा है, जिनमें से कई लोग सिक्योरिटी और फ्रंटलाइन में काम करते हैं और जो प्रतिदिन अपनी सुरक्षा से जुड़े जोखिमों का सामना करते हैं। इस पर प्रेमियर ने कहा कि उनकी सरकार फ्रंटलाइन और रिटेल कर्मचारियों की सुरक्षा बेहतर बनाने के लिए कानूनों को सख्त कर रही है।
The question, the earlier question was on security guards and support for security guards. Look, can I just at the outset acknowledge that you're absolutely right to identify that many of these security guards are playing that frontline role. They are there when these incidences do occur and play a really important frontline support. Also too, so do retail workers, which is why I announced last year that we are looking at strengthening the law against to protect the safety of these workers, because they are part of that frontline support. I was at the supermarket on Saturday talking to the checkout operator. You know, they are the front line. They see all sorts of people come past, and if people don't respect them, they need to be dealt with, and that's why we'll be strengthening the law.
अंत में प्रीमियर जेसिंता एलन ने कहा कि उनका ध्यान राज्य में एक मजबूत अर्थव्यवस्था को बढ़ावा देने पर है। इसके लिए वे अधिक नौकरियां और व्यापार निवेश को प्रोत्साहित कर रही हैं और छोटे व्यवसायों को समर्थन देने के लिए नियामकों यानी कि रेगुलेटर्स की संख्या आधी कर रही हैं।
I'm very focused on supporting a strong and growing economy here in Victoria. Late last year, we released our economic growth statement, which is about creating jobs, because creating jobs means creating a business environment where businesses can grow and thrive and then also employ more people. In terms of our business community, I mentioned earlier the statistics about how in Victoria, business investment is up 3.7%. Over the past year, and the rest of the nation, it declined. So using that as one data point demonstrates that we do have a strong economy here in Victoria, but we also know that we do need to make it even stronger and also have a really keen focus on our small businesses as well, which really do drive so much of the job creation and the support, which is why, alongside a range of targeted initiatives, which I can run through when we can share them with you. We also too are looking at how we can halve the number of regulators here in Victoria. We know that regulation, red tapes are a real burden for small businesses, so we know that we need to halve that. And for an example, one example is reducing in half the number of permits you need to get a liquor license, so to make it easier and quicker for our great hospitality industry to be able to serve their customers. We also have in this year's budget a dedicated Victoria Investment Fund, $150 million fund that businesses will be able to apply into to receive support. We've got a new business approvals incentive scheme and also two Business Victoria digital channels and toolkits that are really tailored to providing support to small businesses. This is a key priority of mine. How do we continue to look at ways that we support our small businesses? Investing in our TAFE system is a big part of that, making sure that our system's training the people with the skills that they need to go and work in our great small businesses.
इसी के साथ प्रीति जब्बल की यह रिपोर्ट समाप्त होती है। सुनने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने, इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।